League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. And today we're going to be talking about shit like that's really shit. Yeah, we're going to be talking about shit.
Bullshit.
The shit that is like out of our control. Shit that, you know, it's kind of like supernatural type shit like that. Right?
So like ghosts and demons and shit?
We can get to that if we want to. But the first thing is horoscopes. Do you believe in horoscopes?
No.
They're bullshit, bro.
Kind of did. Today.
You think they're bullshit?
Why today?
Because Julian read me some shit that was really compatible.
You think they're bullshit?
Yeah.
Why?
Because for the most part, it's just like general shit that like most people go through.
Or it just fucking happens. It just happens to be true. But like, okay, I'm a Virgo and fucking I do some shit that say a Pisces does or some shit.
Okay. Well, since you want to do that, we can go through it.
Right, yeah, because so I'm not even familiar with what every sign is or what.
Yeah, well, Frank's a Gemini, right?
Okay.
We're going to go through and we're going to say whether yes or no if this applies to him. Ready? The positives for him, affectionate and adaptable. Is he like that?
I don't know about adaptable.
I think he is. You think about it?
I would say more adaptable than affectionate.
Why you really? Say that? Why do you say that?
I say more affectionate, but I'm thinking adaptable because, like, when you throw them in a group of, like, doesn't really matter who.
Yeah.
You could really talk to anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can get along with everybody.
But, I would say he's more affectionate, though.
No, I would say he's more affectionate, too, but I think adaptable.
He just doesn't show affection to you, Danny.
No, he does. Affection is, like, fucking anger as well.
Yeah.
Really? That's considered affection?
Yeah, it's like
emotion.
If I didn't care about any, I wouldn't even show any type of, like, madness or anything.
So yes or no, Frank, what do you think, yes or no? Does that apply to you?
Okay, but the thing is, it depends on,
I'll be affectionate with certain people. Yeah, but it does apply.
But you obviously, but like me, I'm affectionate. I'm not no fucking Gemini, though.
But you're not as affectionate as him.
I'm more affectionate.
No, you're not.
I would say he's more emotional than affectionate.
Yeah, he's more emotional. I'm more like affectionate. It's not the same thing. Affectionate is more like lovable. Yeah. It's more of like a love emotion. That's affectionate. Like, yeah.
I still think he's like that.
I think I show more love than you.
I think affection is showing more emotion.
No, because then that's just emotional.
Nah, I don't think so.
Bro, emotional and affectionate are two different things.
Well, what's affectionate?
Affectionate is more like love. It's like more like, like I give you hugs and kisses and like Danny, like come here and give me a hug. Like that's affectionate.
Like positive shit.
Yeah, right? Like more, if anything, more positive emotions. While emotional is just all the emotions like in a range.
Like sad, happy, you know, like if you tell them, oh shit, I love you. Or like someone died, and he's.
I am more affectionate.
I think he's
more affectionate. You're more affectionate than me.
I showed you the other day that I was more affectionate.
Why? Because you gave me a hug when I asked.
No. When I was on the table, saying my heart out and all that shit, did I not show more affection? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't go toe to toe with me and talk about me.
But that's emotion. That's like emotions. You're laying your emotions out, and then it's me being affectionate by listening to you and like being there for you.
No, I don't think that's being affectionate. I don't think it's being affectionate.
So then, what is that being?
I think that's just being there. All right. So those were the two positives for Frank, right?
What are the negatives?
Yeah. Here are the negatives: inconsistent and indecisive.
I could
yes or no?
The inconsistent one, yeah. I don't know about indecisive.
But the thing is, isn't everybody
indecisive?
What makes me indecisive?
No, but the thing is, these are the most like traits for the Geminis and stuff like
that.
What
makes me indecisive though?
Yeah, like I wouldn't even know if that's like the most negative trait about them.
Okay. Well, let's go to you. Ready?
Oh shit.
Okay. This is Logan's.
What is he?
The Logan,
Capricorn.
Logan is a Capricorn.
I'm the best sign. I don't even believe in this shit, but I'm the best sign.
His positives are responsible and self-control.
Self-control, yeah. Responsible, maybe.
I would say he's responsible. He's pretty responsible.
I forget a lot of shit, though.
All right, do you agree with that?
I would say self-control, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Okay.
I
also agree with it.
I say responsible.
His negatives. He's a know-it-all. This is no bullshit. Search it up. Right, he's a know-it-all.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And they say somewhat of a pessimistic sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
He's a fucking know-it-all for sure. Yeah.
I think Capricorns are very know-it-alls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know these signs.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't like being wrong, bro.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Look, you're doing it right now.
Nah, wait, hold on. But wrong. You're a know-it-all, too.
You don't like being wrong.
No, I'm not a know-it-all. Not as much as you.
Yeah, see?
Not as much as you.
Danny, is he a know-it-all?
Bro, you always have to fucking start with an argument, bro. Like when people tell you shit.
He does it too.
Yeah,
Danny.
Julian does it too.
I do it too.
See,
he does it too.
But what I'm saying is, see, like, you're not a Capricorn, though.
And I you, know, but and I'm you not have as good, bad as you.
But you have good self-control as well.
Yeah. But these are two things that are together, though, dog.
Okay, but the thing is that I could have done self-control and responsibility for him, and I could have been reading off a piece of paper and be like, yeah, this describes a Sagittarius. Right, and you guys would have been like, oh, that does describe him.
What about the thing earlier when it said that the Sag and Geminis are compatible?
Yeah, they said Sag and Geminis are very compatible.
And that's what we are. And it said everything that, like, it said that I fucking, what did it say?
I would say a lot of Capricorns are know-it-alls.
They are.
A lot of them.
You know one?
Yep, I do know one. I know a couple that are very know-it-alls.
Yeah.
I know someone that's a Capricorn, and they're almost exactly like Logan.
Wow. Is it who I think it is?
Yeah.
I only know one Capricorn.
Almost exactly like Logan. Like, that shit's insane.
All right. Describe Danny's.
Danny, his positive?
Skinny? I'm a Virgo, by the way.
Okay,
I'm a Virgo,
skinny.
By the way.
Danny is a Virgo, right? His positive? Skinny, ugly as fuck. No, I'm just kidding. Okay,
I believe in horoscopes now.
All right, Danny the Virgo, his two positives are hardworking and creative.
He is pretty hardworking.
I don't know about creative.
Yeah. What do you think, Danny?
I don't know.
You think that applies to you or not?
I think out of everybody, that one probably, like, his is probably, like,
his
the least.
His was, like, around the most of.
Yeah. All right, what are the negatives?
But the negatives, his negatives are he's stubborn.
Yes.
And he's an overthinker.
Yes, you do.
Nah, he doesn't overthink.
You don't think he overthinks?
I think, if anything, you and I overthink, or you and I, both, I think all three of us overthink more than him.
What's overthinking supposed to be? Like,
you overthink.
I overthink when it comes to certain shit. Like,
yeah.
I overthink the fuck out of shit.
I think I do overthink.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, overthinking, that's a general thing.
Yeah.
You overthink. I overthink. Frank overthinks.
Yeah. Like, you're superstitious as fuck.
Okay, but the reason why it's not like that, you know? It's kind of like...
Who doesn't
mourn? I'm not saying I believe in horoscopes and, like, I fucking die by that shit, but I'm being, like, devil's advocate right now.
Some people are less like that, though.
Some people are less affectionate than others. You know, everyone's affectionate, but some people are less, some people are more. And so
some people show it more than others and all that.
Yeah, so they're saying that Geminis are more affectionate and more whatever, indecisive, shit like that.
All right, what are yours? Can I read yours?
I'm creative. Came up with
you
want to
read mine?
Yeah, I want to read yours.
Okay.
The negative is doesn't want to hand over the notebook.
I don't know if you could read it.
Okay, I'm guessing this is the positive.
Yeah, I swear to you, I didn't hype this shit up. You could search it.
Nah. Okay, so the first one, idealistic. What does that mean? I don't think.
I'm not really sure. I literally wrote down the first two.
Idealistic.
I'm gonna say like ideas, like, something with ideas.
I think it's kind of like you.
Truthful.
No, yeah. No. I think idealistic is kind of like you kind of envision something like
brainstorm.
Yeah, you're. It's like idealistic. I don't really fucking
like,
I dream
like
a lot.
You have a lot of ideas and like
brainstorm. Yeah.
I think it's like I dream a lot.
Is it?
All right, I didn't say anything to you, dickhead.
Yeah, like that. Like brainstorm, exactly.
Okay, the second one. The second one, great sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah,
nah, you do.
That's one thing, though. I think we all have a good sense of humor, but that could just be because we all fucking are around each other.
Yeah, and we all have the same sense of humor.
The negatives, though, are... The first one is me. I know I do that.
Yeah, I know you do. Promises more than delivers.
Yeah. Sometimes I fucking... I say, like, I can do everything, and I can't.
Yeah, not you do that, but...
Yeah, and that's you have a lot of shit.
But yeah, yeah, you do have a lot of shit to do.
Yeah, but that's my thing though. Like, that's where I fuck up is that I say I could do it all, but I can't.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Sometimes he doesn't want help,
but at least you believe in yourself.
No, that's what I'm saying though.
No, yeah.
Then that's something that didn't pop up for anyone else except for the SAGs, and it was just like
Saggies. You're confident as fuck,
but it's not confident. It's like stubborn. Like,
yeah, no, it is being stubborn.
I'm stubborn.
Or no, it's not even really being stubborn. It's just more like you think you could handle more. Than
you really could are capable of doing.
Like, there's been times, like, I'm not knocking you or anything, because, like, fucking, like, you edit the fuck out of shit. But there's been times.
Edit the fuck out of shit. I couldn't think
of like, you could edit way more harder. Like, you're still not knocking them, though.
No, but, like, there's been times, like, back when we didn't have the house, where you'd be like, yeah, I think I'm going to knock out this video, like, tonight, and then I'm also going to, like, do this and that. And then, like, I'll call you the next day, like, yo, is the video done? You're like, I knocked out, bro.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
But then at that, it's not even just, like, it's just because, like, you're retired. You were already editing for, like, 6 hours straight.
Nah, yeah, I'd be doing that shit.
All right, this is the last one. Very impatient.
Nah, true. He's patient.
With certain stuff, he's patient. Nah, but there's also times
when he's been patient for certain things, and he's been really patient. He's patient. He is
for
patient.
One thing.
No, he's patient.
Nah, but I would say you are impatient in certain stuff.
No.
Like, there's been times you're like, come on, like, here you go, here you go.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I am like that.
It's like stuff that, like, you kind of want, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if it's something you don't care about, then, I mean, I guess that's kind of everyone.
Yeah, no, he's like that. Like, I am. He's like, he wants, at your pace. If he wants some shit done for himself and he needs other people to do it, like, he'll fucking, like, oh, hurry up, hurry up. But, like, if I ask
he'll
him something,
he'll
be like, what, for what?
He wants you to go at his
what
pace.
The fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go at his pace.
But, like, if you need something, he'll be like,
yeah. Like, I'll do it, but you got to tell me to do it. Like,
yeah.
You got to beg.
But if I'm asking him, like, come on.
You'd be like, motherfucker, come on, hurry up. And you're like, what? And then the next day you ask him for, like, a favor, like, to help you do something, and He'll be in bed.
Oh, you
like,
get up. Yeah. You do it.
But then if the roles were reversed, he'd be like yelling, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so I think that's like kind of true. So no way, you guys still nothing.
Nah, I just think a lot of that shit is just very general.
What is it called when you don't want things done to you that you don't like? You don't like things done to you, but you'll do things to others? When you're like,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that saying where it's like, don't do things to other people that you don't want.
Yeah, but what is that word that...
Karma?
No, not insecurity. You're so... fuck. It's when people say it. You're so...
Like stubborn?
Oh, no. Like into yourself type shit?
No, like...
You said
you don't like things done to you, but you'll do it to somebody else.
Oh, hypocritical.
Hypocritical, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're a fucking hypocrite.
I think we're all pretty hypocritical here.
To some things.
Yeah, I would say to a certain extent.
Yeah.
For like, some things. Nah, but, I mean, like, horoscopes, like, I don't really knock people that believe in it. Because I feel like it does motivate a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But I did hear, you know that, it's like a really popular, like one of the most popular horoscope apps. I don't know the name of it, but the creators came out and said that they like say certain stuff to like get the people reading it to like come back to the app. Like it was something where they were fucking with the words that were coming out, and it was
oh shit.
Well, because like people tweet about horoscopes all the time, but my thing is like. I, like Logan said, I don't knock people that believe in them, but, like, when it comes to, like, loving and liking other people and, like, oh, Virgos fucking match up with, I don't know.
I don't believe that shit.
I don't
shit
believe
either.
In that shit.
I feel like I feel like everybody can match anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
If you guys have the right vibe, like, I think you're connecting. True. Yeah.
Have you searched it up with the girl that you like?
Nah.
I've never done that.
Nah.
I've never done that.
Jinx you kind of.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I actually believe that. Because even if you don't believe it,
it'll kind of get you thinking.
Yeah, it'll kind of get you thinking, like, damn, like, this bitch is a fucking Aries. I don't match up with her. No wonder why she's like this.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing that was fucking crazy, where I was, like, kind of believing in it for, like, a minute, was the video with Frank.
Remember?
No, that's what I'm saying. Some of that shit.
I remember that video. Was it when he played it on the TV?
Yeah. It's a guy that reads the cards, and he does it every month for every sign.
He does it every week. Mm-hmm. And he does it for every sign. He did it 1 week for Frank, and it read his shit to the T.
Yeah.
Like, what was going on in his life.
Exactly. It had something to do with the girl. Like, he said, like, yeah. some girl problems. And he said the letter.
Yeah, and it was...
And it was the letter. And I was just like, wow, like, that is, like, actually crazy.
He needs to let it go because it won't... It's going to hold him back.
And even that week, Philip...
Philip was before that.
Philip was crazy.
I think Philip was more like, that's Phillip like God.
Philip was an angel.
Yeah, that's more like
Philip.
God.
If you guys don't know who Philip is, Philip is
the GOAT.
Yeah, he's a guy that lived in our community. He's like our age, right?
He's an angel sent to us. You could tell him.
He's a year younger.
He's a year younger, and one day he stopped Frank and he told him, hey, man, he said,
wait. And I was going through it.
He's autistic, right?
Yeah, he's autistic and he's homeschooled.
Yeah, and he's so cool, though. And he stopped
he's
by.
Good at basketball.
Smart. He's smart, too.
Yeah.
And he's a baller.
He stopped by Frank and he was like, hey, God wanted me to tell you that, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, it's going to get better and you need to let go of what you're holding on to.
Yeah.
He was telling him you have so much stress. I was like, yeah. And then he was like, no, listen.
Yeah,
listen.
Like, he grabbed Frank. He was like, no, listen to me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
He sent an angel.
And that was when Frank was
going through hell.
He was going through, like, shit like crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to let go of whatever is causing that. And like it worked. That's all Frank had to do. Yeah,
and I did. Yeah. And it worked.
But that shit was insane. That shit was insane.
That shit was crazy. Shout out Philip.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what a Mandela effect is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't.
So basically a Mandela effect is like a weird like moment where people think something happened differently than it actually did. Like deja were you guys ever taught that there was 52 states in school?
No.
Or 52 states?
50.
50? Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember 52. I know there's 50, but I remember something about
isn't
52.
Isn't it because Puerto Rico? Yeah, some people count like it's like Puerto Rico and like Guam or some shit.
Okay. Curious George.
But those are U.S. territories.
Yeah.
Okay. Curious George, right?
Curious George. Did he have a tail or no tail?
I don't fucking remember.
He didn't.
No tail.
Nah,
no
he had tail. A tail. He had a tail.
Did he?
No tail.
He never had a tail. We'll see. I don't remember.
Yeah,
he
had no
nah,
tail.
The craziest one is the Berenstain Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Like the way that it was spelled.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't get where you guys are going with this.
Okay, check this one out. All right, you know the game, Monopoly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy, the main character on the front of the game.
Has a mustache. Yeah,
the old guy
with
the glasses.
He has a mustache, whatever. Okay, what does he have? He has this, right?
Yeah.
The little monocle?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, he doesn't.
What does he have?
He's never had anything.
What do you mean?
He's never had no glasses, no thing.
So Frank, basically, if you're getting confused, what people are saying about the Mandela effect is that basically, like, it's like a paradox universe, and then there's, like, certain details that get switched up.
No.
Right? Isn't that...
Just to make it simpler, people believe... A large amount of people believe it was one way when it was actually never that way.
Okay.
So a lot of people remember the Monopoly guy with that little, the one glass. It's called like a monocle.
Uh-huh.
He's never had shit.
How does he not have it when it shows in the box he clearly had it?
That's the thing. He's never had it.
So
on the box, it's never been
like
there.
Someone went back in time and changed that shit?
Yes.
Yeah. Basically. It's just, like, paradox universes get switched, little details.
Man, you're trying to make me go crazy in my motherfucking head.
And it's called the Mandela effect because they said that Nelson Mandela died, like, a certain amount of years ago, but then just recently he got out of prison.
Look, I'm going to show
but
you
everybody
a
everybody was like, oh, I thought he was dead.
Howie Mandel?
Look at the Monopoly guy.
Nah, okay, see, that's trippy. He's never looked like that.
No, he had the eye.
No, he never
yes,
had
he
the
did,
eye.
Yes, he did.
No,
bro.
He didn't.
Yeah, he
bro.
Did. I
he
remember
did.
That shit.
No, he
yeah,
didn't.
He did.
Everyone
he did.
Remembers.
That's bullshit.
Bro, it's not. Yes,
are you sure
did.
That it's just
bro.
Not the.
On the box, bro. On the cardboard box, bro.
He had the fucking
yeah.
glasses.
On the box.
Okay.
These are all the boxes.
I have the box at home.
Bring me the box.
There's no fucking way.
Bring me the box.
I remember he had that fucking
he
eye.
He did
man.
Have that
the
eye.
The glass eye.
On the app or some
look,
shit.
Yeah.
Look
this,
at the app.
This is Nintendo DS.
Let me see.
That looks normal.
Nintendo.
Bro, he had the
He's
eye.
He's never had the eye.
Nintendo.
I wouldn't have called it out if I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo. What the Mandela effect is. Everyone believes it was one way. It was never that way.
It was that way.
Yeah,
no,
it was.
Wasn't.
That fool had the eye. He had a straight glass eye. I don't remember that
That's
shit.
That's what everyone believes, that he had a glass eye.
You
he never
did?
Had
you
a
don't
glass
believe
eye.
It?
Yeah.
I did too it? Until I searched up and I tried finding a picture you? With him of a glass eye.
He did.
Bruh, look at this.
I don't know.
The first Monopoly.
If you have the box, then...
Okay, look up Monopoly guy with glass eye.
Of course, some
yeah,
people
it's
are going to
be
put up
like
fucking glass
okay,
eye.
Okay, put
yeah.
original Monopoly.
Bro, if we go to Target...
But
I'll put $100 that he doesn't have a glass eye.
Well, probably not now.
Yeah, they probably changed
Why?
It right now.
What do you mean they changed it right now?
Probably they need
to. Probably listen to this podcast and they're like, okay, we need to change it.
That's crazy though, right?
Do you think it has an eye on your box though?
Yeah.
So you think.
I swear, bro.
Me too, bro.
I swear. I remember having that box as a kid, even till now. And
there's an eye.
There's a glass eye.
No glass eye.
That's so what's bullshit. The other one? What's another
okay,
one?
I have another one. You guys know Febreze, right?
Yeah.
The shit you spray?
Uh-huh.
Logan, spell it.
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
It's always been Febreze with one E, no double E.
Okay, see, that's weird. I don't know.
It's only been one E.
I believe it, though.
See, the thing
it's like sweet tea.
The thing that
one tea in the middle.
It's not
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, we
so,
changed it. We
so
the
I would
yeah.
say the only thing that, like, the only thing that's like stopping
Howie
me
Mandel
from
Mandela changed it.
So I'm fully believing in the Mandela effect is like those are like just details, and like I don't pay attention to details like that. So, and I'd be forgetting shit left and right. So, I'm just like whatever about it.
Pessimistic, like that.
For not believing in a fucking theory.
He had the glasses.
All right. Did you guys know about the one place that you can get away with murder?
Yeah, it's in...
Mexico.
No, it's in the United States, right?
It's in Idaho.
Yeah, it's like a town, right?
It's a little town, called Yellowstone. In that town, murder is basically legal.
Frank, you want to go to Yellowstone?
Fuck no.
You can go somewhere in Yellowstone, murk somebody. You could kill them dead. And then
you'll be good.
All you have to do, you know, they'll catch you, they'll take you to court, but all you have to do is invoke your Sixth Amendment, which would require you to have a jury. There's no one that lives in Yellowstone, so you get away with it.
Oh, so it's not like legal,
it's not
but
legal,
it's just
but
there's no witnesses.
It's a loophole. It's like, who's gonna come to be your jury if no one lives there?
I'm gonna be the one motherfucker to ruin it and live in that town.
I just yeah.
get someone
breaks
me.
Will kill you.
Smokes you.
Yeah, someone's gonna smoke you.
Yeah. Right after you get out of court.
Bank.
That's crazy.
Sorry, everyone's gonna be like, yeah.
What about that freeway that goes a million miles per hour?
Oh, the
Germany.
Yeah, in Germany it's called like the Autobahn.
It goes how fast?
It's unlimited.
Yeah, there's no speed limit.
There's no speed limit in that fucking freeway in Germany.
You could go, damn. You could go, but the thing is that it's they say clutch. It's fucking dangerous.
Yeah, the average speed clutch. On there is like 105, 110.
Let's go look.
And my Honda, shit, I'll hit 160.
Fucking speeding down that bitch.
Scary.
Imagine merging onto
that
bitch.
I'll go straight.
Would you do it?
Yeah,
I would.
Better not be no turns.
It's just straight, right? You're just going straight.
Yeah,
as long as there's no like little. I'm straight.
What
I'll go with Frank.
But if you turn that wheel, fuck, you're fucked.
Yeah. What if someone in front of you is going slower and there's two people to the left?
What if you
got to
switch lanes?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, that's one of my.
You're like
this.
Whoa, oh, shit.
You're at 110, you got to boost up to 120 to switch lanes.
Yeah.
One of my professors in college, he said that when he went to Germany, he took a rental car, and all the rental cars are like BMWs and shit like that. And he hopped on that fucking freeway, and like to merge onto it, like you're going 110, and it feels like you're going 70.
Because everybody else
is
going faster.
Like, everyone is just going 110. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just feels like you're just...
Like normal.
You're flowing.
Damn.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I would do it. I'm gonna do it.
I'll do it with you guys on the freeway. What if we're all next to each other going the same speed?
It'd be a race.
That'd be funny.
That would be fun.
Frank would still race a Hellcat.
No. Yeah, I would. I'll
in a Prius.
Yeah, in a Prius, I'll race a Hellcat. And,
and he'll beat it. That's the crazy part about it.
I'll fucking do some crazy shit. The Prius will... the Hellcat will stop. I won't.
No, the Hellcat will run out of gas. You won't.
Like, we're going to race, like, 100 miles.
For a million miles.
I wonder how long it goes. Like, how many miles?
The Prius?
It's probably got to be, like, over 10, huh?
The Prius?
No, the Autobahn. Oh. Sounds like Autobots. Autobots roll out.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.